Maxine Horner was one of the first two African-American women to serve in the Oklahoma Senate. She worked for Congressman James R. Jones and became interested in politics, which prompted her to run for an open seat in 1986, and she turned out in 2004. Maxine's focus was on economic development and education. Of the many bills she sponsored, her highlight piece of legislation was the OLAP bill, known as the Oklahoma Promise. She introduced the idea and saw it through to passage. Some of the students receiving the financial aid went on to serve in the Oklahoma legislature. All this from a woman who was not allowed to shop in many downtown Tulsa stores, and when using public transportation was asked to move to the back of the bus. Her legislative career included serving as the first female chair of the Democratic Caucus and the chair of the Business and Labor Committee. Maxine is also credited with founding the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame, and she was inducted into the Oklahoma Women's Hall of Fame. Now you can hear Maxine Horner talk about her political career, the challenges of growing up in the 50s, and her son-in-law, Wayman Tisdale, on the oral history website, voicesofoklahoma.com.